Bhaktivinod Thakur. Was sung by our Gurudev before each of his lectures. Srila Prabhupada would tell us that this song is a picture of the spiritual world. Everything is there. Srimati Radharani, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Yashoda, all the cowherd boys. It is the deeply rooted desire within the heart of all of the Lord's intimate associates living within this world to reveal the spiritual world, to reveal the beauty and the love of Vrindavan to all living beings. For Brijbhumi, the spiritual world, the topmost of all Vaikuntha planets, is the ultimate home for all devotees who come this great line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, the Vaikuntha world is the true home for all living beings. This material world, wherever we may be, whether it be the heavenly planets, the hellish planets, or any condition of this earth planet, it is a foreign land. It is a strange place. It is a place where the soul can find no refuge. It is compared to a desert. In a desert, there is no food and no water. Spiritually, this material world is like a desert. The food and the water for the soul is the eternal love for Krishna, which is its constitutional nature. But here we find so many substitutions for that love. So many substitutions for that ecstasy. Until the soul tastes the ultimate ecstasy of total surrender to Krishna, can never be satisfied. Our natural healthy condition is to know God, to love God, and to always be immersed in the loving service of Krishna. Our consciousness is now diseased. It is artificial, superficial, and it is trying to be happy with so many artificial, superficial imitation substitutes for Krishna and Krishna's love. Therefore, the soul has to wander aimlessly through 8,400,000 species of life, sometimes again and again and again. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Rupa Goswami, Brahmanda Bhagyata Jeeval, that the soul after suffering the repetition of birth and death, giving its life for the shadow, for the imitation of the real pleasure of Krishna's love. Material existence and all the pleasures and pains are compared to a shadow. The real form that our soul is seeking to love and to serve is Krishna. But the perverted reflection of Krishna, the shadow of Krishna, are all the forms and objects of this world. And because we have become so much infatuated by the shadows, we have forgotten that right behind us, right within our hearts, is the real supreme eternal form that we are truly searching for. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they have come with this message. Jeev jago, jeev jago, gaura chandra bole, kotha nidra jaya maya pisashira kole. That wake up, turn away from this shadow of material life. The source of the shadow is the sun. A shadow is completely dependent on the sun for its existence. When you turn toward the sun, you see light. When you turn away from the sun, you see the darkness of a shadow. Since time immemorial, we have turned our back toward God. We have turned the face toward the shadow, the darkness of material life. Krishna comes into this world and he sends his divine representative simply to teach us, turn to the real light, turn to Krishna. Stop chasing these shadows, these illusions. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, Manusyanam sahasreshu kashtid yatati siddhaye, yatitam api siddhanam kashtin mambeti tatvataha. That out of thousands of people in this world, even one is rare to find who's willing to turn toward God sincerely. And out of such souls, hardly one knows the truth. And what does Krishna say about those who know the truth? Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary scripture. But Bhagavatam takes off from this verse of Manushyanam Sahasreshu. One out of thousands endeavor to know the truth, and hardly one of those know the truth. And Bhagavatam explains amongst people who know the truth, Muktanam apisiddhanam narayana parayana sudulabha koteshupi mahan. This means of those who know the truth, who have achieved mukti, out of thousands and thousands and thousands of those who have attained mukti, liberation, and out of thousands of persons who have perfected the mystic processes and attained great cities, out of thousands and thousands and thousands of such great souls who have understood the truth, Narayana Parayana, Sudurlava prasantatma koteshvashti. Krishna says that the real joy, the real ecstasy of love is not known by any of those persons who have achieved the mystic miracle, miraculous cities, or those who have attained liberation. But only those who are Narayana Parayana, who have surrendered their lives at the feet of Narayana, they are the only ones who are truly peaceful and blissful. Sudurlava. They are very rare. out of millions, out of crores of people who have achieved liberation and mystic perfection, it is very rare to find even one person who has entered into the loving devotional service of Lord Narayan. And yet we find that even amongst those great souls who are Narayana Parayana, far above and beyond even that truth is to enter into the sweet ras of Sri Krishna, of Vrindavan, Madhurya ras. How rare. And yet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give everyone without discrimination the opportunity to enter into the highest, rarest perfection of life. But Rupa Goswami says that pure devotional service is very rare, because pure devotional service demands a great price. Compared to what we receive, the price is insignificant. Simply to empty our egos and willingly accept wholeheartedly the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his servants is the only price there is. To die before we die, to let our ego and all of its own illusory plans to chase after the shadows of this world, to let it die, and to come to life simply for the purpose of accepting the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Krishna says, Man mana bhava mad bhakto mad yajim na namaskuru mam evaisya si satyam te prati jani priyoshime. That if you just do this, think of me, worship me, offer your homage to me, surrender to me, you will come to me without fail. You will come out of this world of mirages, shadows, and illusions, and you will come to the real state of ecstatic joy, of loving devotion and service. Simply by associating with devotees and learning how to serve them and learning how to remember Krishna and chant his names is all that is required. But we must remain faithful. We must be enthusiastic under all circumstances, and we must have great patience. Krishna tests us in the form of time. We want results. We want to see tangible results fast. In this modern age, in Kali Yuga, people want cheap things fast. In the Western world, it's almost becoming unheard of for housewives to cook nice meals for their families. Now everything's fast foods. You buy something, you order it, within 5 minutes it's there. You go to a restaurant, fast foods, everything's pre-prepared, it's there. Even at home, they have these freezers. Everything's already prepared. You take it out of freezer, you put it in microwave. 5 minutes, it's there. In America, microwave is considered to be one of the essentials for every kitchen, because people want cheap things fast. They don't, no nutrition, no quality, cheap and fast. And India is very much succumbing itself to the Western influence. With technology, with advancement of material science, and with all the propaganda coming, we want cheap things fast. But in spiritual life, we cannot get cheap things fast. You can get cheap things fast, but you cannot get the valuable, true jewel of bhakti in that way. In previous ages, we read about the great devotees who had to perform severe tapasya for 60,000 years to even get a glimpse of bhakti. The fact is, even if it takes our whole life to get one drop of bhakti, that's extremely fast. Such a cheap price. But in Kali Yuga, we have so little to offer to Krishna that if we offer everything, that's a cheap price. And that's all the Lord is asking. Whatever little we have, give it all for Krishna. Our mind, intelligence, our body, our words, for Krishna. And even after doing so, years go by, and we think, why? Why am I not feeling the upsurge of divine love in my heart? We must be patient. We must have faith. People who have no faith and have no patience, they want something cheap. They want to go to a place where everyone is imitating the symptoms of ecstatic love and pretending to be on that level. But they still have material desires. As long as you have material desires, there's no reality to your so-called love of God. We want cheap things. And therefore, amongst devotees, it's a simple test. It will not come so soon. It takes enthusiasm, faith, patience, and great determination. And some people, after some years, they think, I'm still not a Paramahamsa. Better I just go back into material life. Better I just try to enjoy my senses to the heart's content. After all, what is this idea of God and prema? They're taking it cheaply. And others, they want to continue, but they want, still, I see that I'm not trembling in divine ecstasy. So let me go to that place where everybody's appearing to tremble in divine ecstasy, weeping, crying. And let me just program my mind and my senses to that type of sadhana. And then I will be under the illusion that I have attained pure love. But there's not even a drop of love in our heart. In fact, the acharyas say such tears wash away the conclusions of the Vedas from our hearts. So there are different varieties of people who try for something cheap because they're not willing to pray the meager price that Krishna is asking, to simply dedicate our life to Him. With faith in Guru and faith in the blessings of the Vaishnavas, we are guaranteed success. Of this there is no doubt. So as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we must clearly understand the value of what is being freely given to us if we even have the slightest idea of the unlimited value of this gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will never give it up for anything at any time. We will see its worth and will be willing to give our life for that, for the real thing, not the shadows of material enjoyment, not the shadows of material security, not the shadows of imitation spiritual ecstasies. But we are looking for the real true substance of loving service to the Lord. And those who follow this wonderful, pure, and sure path of bhakti, they are assured success. To return home back to Godhead, that is what we should aim for in life. Intelligent people, they do not make any goals in this world separate from Krishna. We may have business, we may have family, we may have so many enterprises, and we have so many goals to achieve. Those responsibilities are a part of our life which cannot be forsaken, but they should never be separate from the real goal of our life, which is re-entrance into our real home, into Krishna Loka, into the Krishna Loka of our own hearts, and ultimately into the supreme abode of the Lord. So under all circumstances, we should never give up our faith. We should never give up hope. We should never be discouraged and start searching after cheap imitations. If you want the real thing, you have to be patient, and you have to pay the real price. Humble service to the Vaishnavas is the only means of attracting the mercy of Krishna. We are not aspiring for any realization beyond being the humble servant of the Vaishnavas, because in that aspiration, everything will be included. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has said that service to Krishna and the Vaishnavas is really the Yuga Dharma, the process of reaching the mercy of Krishna. And what is the greatest service to Guru and Vaishnavas? To regularly chant the holy names and to spread the glories of the holy name according to our capacity. Because the chanting of Krishna's name purifies our consciousness so that we can truly be in a selfless mood of service. There's only one problem in this world, and that is selfishness. And there's only one solution, and that is selflessness. Selflessness means Krishna consciousness. It means sacrifice to Krishna and sacrifice to what is Krishna's, which means all living beings. And selfishness means I am the enjoyer. I am number one. Real service means to be selfless. It is that selflessness that is the goal of our lives. Whenever selfish desires creep up in our hearts, we must see them as great enemies. We often talk about the six enemies of lust and envy and anger and greed and pride and illusion. But if you analyze, they are all simply the selfishness of the ego in action in various forms. How to counteract them? Through selflessness. And what is the spiritual definition of selflessness? Bhakti, devotional service. What does devotional service mean? Service means to give up oneself for another without expecting anything in return. If you expect something in return, it's not service. Service means for the master, for the object of service. And devotional service means to serve with love, to selflessly offer our life in love. That is our goal. That is what we are striving for. If we make that our target in life, Krishna will reveal everything else by his mercy in due course of time. But maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not for many years. But if you want the real thing, you have to wait for Krishna's mercy. Whenever he so desires, it may take your whole life. Our happiness, our joy, is simply to know that we are doing the will of Guru and Krishna. That's all. We do not need anything else. If we know we are honestly, sincerely making this selfless sacrifice in the service of Guru and Krishna, just that understanding within our heart gives us fulfillment, joy, and purpose, and we do not require anything else, because we have faith that everything else will follow in due course. Sadhu means to cut. Of course, different sadhus cut in different ways. But they're all cutting. Some cut in such a way that you really don't know you're being cut. But after some time, you realize that you've really been cut. And some just cut very blatantly, and you realize, I'm being stabbed to death. My ego is being stabbed to death by the knife of his sharp words. But whatever way a particular sadhu cuts our ego with his words, we should know that by hearing submissively and allowing those words to enter our heart, he frees us, he liberates us from the selfish, egoistic qualities that are keeping us away from Krishna. Last year, Srila Prabhupada's message to all devotees on the time of initiation was to be the servant of the servant of the servant. To do that is the greatest test. To serve Krishna, we can become very proud of that. To just see what I have done for Krishna. And we have seen that oftentimes if people have very direct relationships with their spiritual master, and they surrender and they serve so much, they become very intoxicated with false pride, thinking that you, all you other devotees, just see, I'm so surrendered to Gurudev. I have such a close relationship with Gurudev. I've done so much for Gurudev. I'm much better than you. In this way, false pride can very easily creep in when we are directly serving our spiritual master. And when there's pride, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, our service is spoiled. The internal quality of that service, which is all Krishna accepts, is spoiled. Externally, we may be doing so much, but we start thinking ourselves superior to other Vaishnavas because of our special relationship with Guru. So therefore, to be the servant of the servant of the servant is the situation where there's really not much room for pride. It is the most direct process of killing this false pride, purifying it altogether. And this is the teaching of Mahaprabhu. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishtana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. To be humble like the grass, tolerant like the tree, ready to offer all respect to others and to expect none in return, and to always chant the holy name in this spirit? How is it possible? To simply accept the role of being the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, the most insignificant servant of all other servants of the Lord. Therefore, service to the Vaishnavas is the most potent formula for getting the mercy of the spiritual master in Krishna. As I say, when you serve Krishna directly, sometimes you think you're even more advanced than your guru. We have seen within our own movement, devotees try to have such a direct relationship with Krishna through hearing and chanting about his higher rasas that they think that they're higher than their own guru, that he's not giving me everything that I'm finding on my own or through other sources. What does that mean? That means the person has been defeated by false pride. His bhakti has been terribly disturbed. And those who serve Guru directly, they think, oh, see all these hundreds of devotees. They don't have such a special relationship like me. So they're doing service, but they're servants of their egos. The Guru becomes, their service to the Guru becomes the service to Guru is not the via medium to God, it's via medium to their egos. If that is their desire. So Mahaprabhu taught, what is the safest, purest, and truest path of really being in a mood of selfless service, devotional service? Gopi Bharatura Padakamalayora Dasa 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 Anudas. That we don't think ourselves better than any Vaishnav. We consider ourselves the servant of every Vaishnav. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said, I place the feet of every Vaishnav on my head. Not only the great Paramahamsas, but even the new neophytes who are just coming. Let me be their humble servant. Let me encourage them. Let me teach them about Krishna in a mood of service. So to be kind to the Vaishnavas, to be respectful to the Vaishnavas, to never to criticize means I am above you. To give up criticism. In fact, Rupa Goswami said, what are the qualities of a true devotee? No duplicity, and he doesn't criticize others. What does duplicity mean? You say one thing, you're not straightforward because you want to accomplish something else. That means you have ulterior motives. You're not really trying to serve that person. You're trying to somehow or other exploit that person. That's what duplicity means. What is the opposite of duplicity? Simplicity. Simplicity means you just speak the truth. You're just trying to serve. You're just trying to help. You don't have any ulterior motives. You don't have to adjust and complicate things to achieve your own ends and means. You just speak what's... You want to help that person, you want to help... You just speak it. And what does criticism mean? Putting yourself in a superior position to judge. So to give up criticism and to give up duplicity amongst Vaishnavas is a preliminary stage of developing this mood of being the servant of the servant of the servant. To show kindness, to show love, to show care toward other devotees is the path of being service to the servant of the servant. But all that kindness, compassion, and care is with the view of assisting that person to increase his love of God, to increase his devotional service, to bring a person closer to Krishna. This is our goal. And this is the spirit we must always strive for. And then when we come together for the kirtan of the holy name, it's a wonderful, beautiful experience of the spiritual world. The sharing of the hearts of all such servants of the servants of the servants, all encouraging, enlivening, and enthusing one another to love God by singing his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So I have to leave in 15 minutes for airplane. We'll have a few minutes kirtan, and then I will go. Everyone please stand up.